Elias Salaverria and his work. Elias Salaverria was born in Lezo, a small village at the foot of Mount Jaizkibel in Guipúzcoa. It was the village priest who first discovered his artistic talent and secured him the patronage of the Marquis of Cubas. This enabled Salaverria to begin his studies at the San Sebastián School of Arts and Crafts, and to finish them at the San Fernando School of Fine Arts in Madrid. Thus, he moved between Guipúzcoa and Madrid during his career. Salaverria's work follows in the tradition of the Grand Spanish Masters. His religious and mystical themes were inspired by El Greco, Goya, Velázquez, and other masters of the Flemish school. He practiced academic realism, faithful to reality, and capturing natural shapes in both landscapes and portraits, though it was in the latter genre that he was at his best. In 1910, eager to create a work in which he could express his Christian faith, he painted two different versions of a work which he called La Procesión del Corpus in Lezo, or Corpus Christi Procession in Lezo. The first is now in the Bilbao Museum of Fine Arts, and the second is the work that you have before you. In it, he seeks to blend the clergy and their companions perfectly with the large group of women following the procession. This second version won him several prizes, including the First Class Medal at the National Exhibition of 1912 and the Gold Medal at the International Exhibition in Munich in 1913. The work is on deposit from the Reina Sofía National Museum of Modern Art in Madrid. It is a large canvas with the artist's home village in the background and a procession in the immediate foreground, framed almost as if for a photo. The line drawing is perfect, and the brush strokes are almost invisible, making this an extremely sober work. This painting is much admired for the diversity of the faces depicted. The artist's parents are among the 39 people portrayed. Elias Salaverria was a master in the use of black. Notice the contrasts of the various shades of black with the white of the shirts, with the different flesh tones of the faces and other elements of the procession. But the artist did not merely seek to reproduce this religious scene photographically. Rather, his intention was to impress and move. The composition invites us to join the crowd as they observe the monstrance under the canopy and the group of priests. A family portrait titled Gu, Basque for Us, won Elias Salaverria the gold medal at the International Exhibition of Fine Arts in Panama in 1916. He painted this portrait in his studio in Lezo. The figures of his parents and brothers and sister take up most of the canvas, and he himself appears in the background. This picture shows us the changes that were taking place in Basque society, which can be seen in the different clothing and accessories worn by the members of the group. Rural and urban elements coexist in the painter's own family. He described his father, Juan José, as a peasant and artisan, and his mother, María Josefa, as a serious, modest, religious, and responsible mother. He said that it was very easy to paint his mother, but that his father was not so easy a subject because he found it difficult to reflect his father's vivid character and trembling lips, which can be seen in his face as depicted here. Reading from left to right, the rest of the group consists of Zenón, Teodora, Venancio, seen holding some books, behind him the artist himself, and finally Marcelino. The only family members missing are his sisters Viviana and Gregori, who left the province of Guipúzcoa when they got married. One of Salaverria's major compositions is Cambio de Turno en la Mina, or Shift Change at the Mine, painted in 1920, a magnificent study of the faces of the characters depicted in an almost photographic setting. His style, naturalistic realism, enables us to glimpse the state of mind, social position, and even the provenance of the characters simply by observing their clothes and hats, in a masterful display of drawing and composition. He uses ochres and warm, earthy colours on a background of greens, blues, grey-whites and blacks, all set against the typical architecture and machinery of the mines of Vizcaya. Elias Salaverria died while he was restoring a painting at the Basilica of San Francisco el Grande in Madrid. Although he was a solitary artist, he opened the door to a new style of painting in Gipuzkoa.